So today Saddam died. When are we going to die? When we looked last year, I mean, Saddam hardly could move anymore. The last 3 weeks, he didn't move at all. In the last few days, I mean, he whined of pain. That is death. That's death in the animal realm. That is death in the human realm. So sooner or later, we will await death. And it won't be a pleasant experience. And before death arrives, because the moment death arrives, we don't have any opportunity anymore to steer the way. At the moment of death, we're just going to appear in another realm, depending on our good karma or bad karma that we have created. So we should ask ourselves, because we are still alive here, at least that's what we pretend to be, if we if we used our time wisely or playfully and wastefully, that is the question we should ask as long as we are alive, because the moment we die, we don't have any choice anymore. All what we have is our bad karma and good karma that we created in this life, and also the bad and good karma, you know, that comes from previous lives. So, don't waste your time here. I mean, here you have the opportunity to practice, to create a lot of good karma, but you also have the opportunity to create a lot of bad karma. So, think about it. Reflect about it. Reflect about death. The Lord Buddha said we should reflect about death very often. See. And now that we saw Saddam and we noticed, hopefully everybody noticed how the end was for him. Then we can imagine, you know, how death will, you know, approach us. Most of us, not everybody. Some people die in a crash, you know, they are gone very quickly. They might not even realize that they are dead and hanging around like ghosts, at the accident site, looking for their body that is might be not there anymore. So use your time wisely. So, but in the beginning, I said, you know, I mean, don't waste your time with useless things. Don't kill the time. Use it to fix the mind into samadhi and develop sati. Sati, panya, these are the two powers that lead us out of the realm of birth and death. Sati, panya. But before we are able to develop sati, panya, we also need to keep the 5 precepts. Or when we are here in the monastery, the 8 precepts. They are foundation. Sila, samadhi, panya. Sila develops samadhi. Samadhi fosters sila. The more we have sati, the more we know we are going against the precepts. In the beginning, we don't have enough sati, so we can't see that we go against the precept. But with the development of sati, we see we go against the precept. But it not only fosters, you know, not only fosters the precepts or the morality or the virtue, but it also fosters panya, wisdom. So we have to see. Sila, samadhi, panya are 3 columns, you know, that we build our house of nibbana on. If you have only 1 column, it goes in every direction. If you have 2 columns, it goes in 2 directions. If you just foster it on sila and samadhi, then then there's no house to be built. Yeah, it's not fixed. Yeah? If you only, you know, some people in the West think, ah, I don't need samadhi, I don't need sila, I just need panya, yeah? Yeah, I mean, people think like that. Yeah, because they're brought up, you know, I mean, in the Western culture, we are brought up to think. Yeah, so we think ourselves the house of Nibbana, yeah? And then suddenly we are in the Nibbana, yeah? But only in our dreams, in our imagination, and we don't realize that we are only in our dreams and imagination in Nibbana. So the moment death comes, we realize, oh, we've gone the wrong way. So we need all these three, the three columns, you know, that keeps, you know, that keeps the house of samadhi, of Nibbana steady. But we cannot just pull up one of the columns and say, you know, I perfect my sila, yeah? And then after that, I perfect my samadhi, and then after, this is impossible. Without sati, without samadhi, we don't see, you know, where we go wrong in our sila, and we don't understand, you know, our wisdom. So, I mean, all these columns have to be raised at the same time, yeah? Just like we, you know, we want to raise the sala, you know, we have to put under all four, you know, we have to push them up, you know, at the same time, yeah? And that is with sila, samadhi, and panya, yeah? Okay?